Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Michael Graham on the line, and he is CEO of Maps People. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Michael. So excited about today's topic. So we'll talk about indoor mapping for, you know, large stadiums and large spaces and corporate offices. I mean, amazing work that you guys are doing over at Maps People. So excited to get into this. But we'll start this episode the way we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Michael, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Michael, what mission matters to you?
The mission matters to us is to help owners of large venues to earn more per square foot or to do more in less space. Meaning that we help large venue owners of large venues to, for example, sports venues or large corporate offices to earn more from their space and to save money, saving area for the office desk and so on.
It's awesome. I'm excited to get further into that. And especially your, you know, your go-to-market strategy, how you've worked with different OEM partners, and also some of the things you're doing with SoFi Stadium and just some more things in there. I mean, it's really interesting stuff. The more I dug further and further into Maps People, it's just really innovative stuff. Mm-hmm. But just to get us started, so tell us a little bit more about your background. Like, how did you get started in business and on this path?
My own background is as a surveyor, you know, the guys walking in the field in rubber boots and red and white sticks. But And many years ago, I went into digital mapping, and that was starting with mapping for printed purposes. It was produced digital, but for printed purposes, like the yellow pages and the tourist industry. And then we have the last many years, we went through a number of disruptions from mapping for printed purposes to mapping for digital purposes like web and mobile, and from having our own servers producing maps to being a partner of Google Maps. You can imagine when in 2005, when Google Maps came out, we should consider beat them or join them. Yeah. And that was an easy question. So we joined them and became a Google Maps partner. And then the last disruption was from outdoor maps to indoor maps.
Yeah.
So that's the journey.
To me, it's amazing. And it's an amazing field. And it's something that it's very niche, but doesn't get brought up too often. And that is, like, if you think about where mapping started, I mean, I don't know, how far back do you want to go, right? From simple to, like, you know, mapping new lands to mapping the United States, like all these things, like, of mapping and the progression, like, let's just say the people that kind of has started this throughout the years, like, who would have imagined we'd be where we're at right now with maps and now going indoors?
You're right. Mapping has been for, I don't know, many hundreds of years. But I think it has, the last 15 years, it has changed our lives since the start of Google Maps. But the fact is that it has changed our lives outdoor, but there's very little or nothing indoor. And that's what we are diving into.
And you starting out as a surveyor, like, you had a certain passion for this. Like, when I think about your career and how it's built up and, like, how you stay on the cutting edge of really technology in this field, you know, there's some people that are watching this and that'll, you know, be thinking about different industries, whether it's to invest, whether it's, you know, as a career. Can you just talk about maybe personally, like, what mapping and this whole industry has meant to you? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, but I've always been very curious, starting out, I like to be in outdoor, and I like to work with mathematics. So that was my own start of the career, and that slowly led to the digital part. I didn't expect that I should work with as an IT company when I started years back. But it turned out that we are now in the front of a very, very small niche of IT business.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes life works, right? Like you progress and then one day you wake up and you're like, wow, like that's a, like it's a body of work, right? It's amazing.
Yeah.
So just go a little bit further. Indoor mapping. I don't want to assume that everybody watching this maybe understands that concept. We've all, you know, Google Maps, I believe most people have used that, at least in the United States and other places. So tell us a little bit more about just the concept of indoor mapping.
You know, outdoor, you have Google Maps, but indoor, you need to do something to produce a map indoor. So we get CAD data, digital building data from the venue owners, and we process each data and we put a floor plan of each floor level on top of, for example, Google Maps. Yeah. And then we produce what we call a network graph, which is a network of where you can move inside the building. So you can calculate a route from A to B, not only outdoor, but from outdoor to the entrance and from the entrance to the specific room or the product on the shelf. And then we have a database of searchable content. So you can search for the restroom, you can search for the coffee machine, or you can even search for Heinz ketchup on the shelf. So all searchable content. And the most advanced now is that we add it to booking systems. For example, if you're a large corporate office, you have a system where you can book desk, you can book rooms, and we add that booking system. And then you can get a visibility of where you should go when you book a certain desk. You can see where is the desk available, what meeting rooms is available around me. And also you can find your colleagues, because a lot of corporate office, they are implementing what they call smart office. They realize that, or they already know that office space is really expensive. And that's a lot of opportunity for optimization here. Mm. We are told by KPMG that one desk represents $500 spent per month. So you can imagine if you can save a couple of percent of the desk at the office, it's a huge amount of money. And in that sense, COVID has actually helped us, because you can see more and more offices are having their employees staying more at home. And then you to optimize the usage of the office, you need to have some kind of system and you need to have some kind of visibility. And that's where we come into the play.
Tell me a little bit more about like who can benefit. So I know you mentioned like, you know, corporate offices. Like, what does this look like? So it's for money savings, it's for resource planning. Like, tell me a little bit more about who can benefit that you've seen.
Yeah, the example of corporate office, that is for money saving and for having a more effective day. So if you're at the office, you don't need to spend a lot of time to find an available desk or find a meeting room. It's why, for example, companies like JP Morgan, they're using it for their huge offices globally, where we are implementing it for them. And they are, of course, saving some money because they don't need to have that many desks anymore. So it's a matter of efficiency and a matter of saving money in that sense. Other example is airports. That's also to have a better spend by the fair square foot, because airports, they are actually some of the largest malls in the world. So, and they know one person in 1 minute is equal to 15 cents spent. So if they can keep the travelers in the shopping area a couple of minutes more, they would spend more money and the airport would earn more because they are paid by the revenue from the shops.
Yeah.
So these are the examples. Similar for retail, if retail can help you as a shopper to find your products easier. For example, I always struggle finding like Worcestershire sauce. Yeah. Where is that located? Is that tomato? No. Is that I don't know where it's located.
I don't either.
There's no one to ask. So if I can have self-service and look it up in my app, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So that's a way by how retail can benefit from it. Similar from universities, they are very huge, complex campuses. Finding your way around, finding available meeting rooms, it's a hassle. And these are examples of large, complex venues you can benefit from indoor mapping.
And it seems like when I think about possibility there for user experience, it's almost bringing like the same type of, user experience you'd want on a good website or something else. Like it's bringing it into the real world. So now you're actually living in a world, in my opinion, like this gives a better user experience with a lot of the things you mentioned interacting with. I don't know if I like this, that airport example though, because they get me every time I come out with all the stuff I didn't necessarily want, because the mapping worked on me on that one. They get me every time in the airport. But on the education side of things, like universities, I think that's really interesting. Yeah. Like, give me a little bit more about how like that could play out, because a lot of universities, it's just really interesting use case.
Yeah. Yeah. And that of course is in the first place, that's for new students find their way around.
Totally.
And it's so complex. But when you have been at a campus for, let's say, a couple of months, you might be used to where things are located.
Yeah.
But if it's, again, if it's connected to the calendar system and booking system, and you can see a live availability of rooms and desks, that makes you use it every day.
So wow. It's like the library. Is there availability to sit in the area you want to or something like that? You're taking me back to, I can't say childhood, but college age.
So these are examples of being more effective and also getting better sales from the area. And sales, that matters for sports, that matters for airports, and of course for shops. These kind of industries.
Yeah, and so especially retail. So if we're talking malls or things like that, is that what we're talking about in retail? Or just even actually stores, right? Individual stores, like strip, like anything, right?
Yeah, when we talk about retail, we see it in two dimensions. One is malls, where you find your way to the specific shop in the mall.
Yeah.
But the even better use case is department stores, where you find your way to the product on the shelf. Because that makes much more sense. I imagine you've been often in a DIY shop. I don't know if you're doing it yourself, man, but if you are, you need to find some specific tools and there's someone to ask, and you don't go there every day, so you don't know where they're located. And everyone needs help for doing that. And and also, there's an analysis saying that when you leave a shop, you miss 10 to 20% of what you have on your list. So if the shop owner can help you finding everything you want to buy, that gives a better revenue for him.
Oh, you're speaking my language. There's nothing. If I didn't have to go down aisles so much, like that's kind of some of the things when I think about some of the reasons why I do some of my shopping online, that's part of it. Like I can't find stuff, and then it becomes easier. Like I've been in stores before where I can't find something. I go online and buy it just because I don't want to deal with trying to go find somebody or something else. Like, I just buy it online and I'm like, I'll just wait, forget it. Like those last couple of items, or maybe I go to a competitor online because I can't find it. So I get it. It's like making it easier for people to shop and just to interact with it.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit more about the go-to-market strategy. Like how have you been able to, indoor mapping, lots of indoor spaces. Like how have you been able to really get this into the marketplace?
Yeah. Well, we're located here in Denmark. And of course, we started with the Western part of Europe. And we started with finding some really strong logos and get them into the business so we could use them as references.
Yeah.
And that's been doing very well. And then we, about 4 years ago, we started in the US, 5 years ago in Austin. And we realized that strong brands in Europe doesn't say a thing in US. So we need to have strong brands on board, like Golden State Warriors, Minnesota Viking, SoFi Stadium, LinkedIn, JP Morgan, these kind of brands. And now we're talking. And that's how we start with direct sales. But having strong logos, we'd rather prefer partner-based sales. So we're an indoor mapping platform. And the way we scale the business is to find relevant partners who are delivering. For example, that could be booking systems for corporate offices, or it could be a web system for or a mobile system for stadiums.
Yeah.
And we try to find the right partners to who want to embed indoor mapping into their product so that they can benefit from it. And lots of these players, I can tell you, they don't want to do the indoor mapping stuff because it's a hassle for them. But that's the niche we are delivering to them. Yeah. And that's how we are succeeding very much now, finding right partners to scale the business. Mm-hmm. And these partners, they are like us, most of them, software as a service companies. So they are scaling their business very fast. And we are scaling our sales through their sale as well.
And it seems like you mentioned SoFi Stadium. So when I think about like sports venues, just in general, like what's the possibilities there? Let's start kind of high level. Like what do you envision for working with stadiums? Because it seems like it'd be a big win.
Yeah. When you're a visitor at a sports venue, maybe you want to start having a look at where your seat is located and on the stadium. And you could do that in an app or a web page with our systems. And when you come there and you park your car, you need to find the best way to the right entrance. And we can help with that as well, because that can be a hassle. I know that SoFi Stadium, they have around 20,000 parking lots around the stadium.
Yeah.
You can imagine it could be a bit of a struggle to find the right entrance, but we can help with that. And getting the right entrance, we can guide you to the seat. And you're there, but it doesn't end there, because when you are there, you want maybe to buy some merchandise or you go to a restroom or buy some drink and food. And we can help you find your way to that as well. And if there is IoT system, that's a thing we haven't talked about, connecting to live sensors, measuring things. That could be the queue at the food store. How long time do I need to wait to get my food? So you can envision in the app, what's the waiting time for the different concession stands? And also, some like SoFi Stadium, they have integrated to Square so that you can order, pay your food, and get it delivered to the seat. Because they don't know, they know where you are you're located at your seat.
And oh my gosh!
Yeah, and we are told that 30% of the visitors, they don't want to leave the seat because they are afraid of missing. Out of the game.
Totally. No, I can totally imagine that. I didn't know that they had that feature. That's pretty amazing. So you're sitting there, you're watching a game, you're like, you know, I want to leave my seat. Can it just come to me? So in the old days, right, you wait for the guy or girl walking down and selling whatever they have, and you make a decision. You either want what they have or you don't, but you might want something that's in a booth or the vendor has, right? And you're sitting in your seat. So order it on your app. They know where you're sitting. They find you. They bring it to you. Like that's amazing. Like, why wouldn't a stadium have that?
But it's the direction we can see that more and more of our customers, they are implementing sensors to measure if there's someone in the meeting room, if could be no one shows up and the meeting room could be freed, queue lines, and even temperature in rooms, humidity, these kind of stuff is more and more integrated in the solution. And then makes it a very, very live system where you can you can benefit from here and now measures.
Tell me a little bit more about the technology side of things. So you mentioned Internet of Things and just the possibility of where this can go. Like what do you see?
Well, we see that more and more sensors are integrated, and that's the thing where we differ from some of our competitors, that we already have a really strong backend that can handle millions of feet per second and millions of requests per second. And as an example, we're doing indoor map, and that's actually not indoor, but our solution is being used for US Open in golf. And you can imagine the number of people using the app at the same time. That is tremendous. It's a huge amount of people. And we are not talking about millions, because it's not only the visitors at golf course, but it's also people at home who are using the app. So they are using the app and they are monitoring how the players are moving around, so they can see, well, there's Tiger Woods and how is he doing now? And they are clicking on the map to see the stats about him. So these kind of dynamic live data integrated into the map makes the usage much, much more valuable. no matter if you're in a stadium or in a corporate office or in a store.
No, I get it. I get it. And it just makes sense, like for usability and just for a better experience. What other sports do you see this kind of rolling out to? So you mentioned golf, of course. You mentioned SoFi Stadium. Like what other sports do you think there's room to integrate this into?
But I think any kind of stadium sports, because it's sports where you have a huge audience around you. And we're mostly talking about the large venues. So if you have less than 10,000 seats, I don't think it makes any sense. But there's a huge number of stadiums having more seats. Like in Europe, we did the UEFA, that's the soccer tournament taking to place last year. We did those 12 stadiums for that tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then in terms of like corporate spaces, like how large or small, like what type of clients does a solution like this make sense for?
Well, we have done direct sales for a number of very large corporates, but we are doing with partners, we are doing smaller corporates as well, because our partners, they're typically a partner who are selling some kind of booking system, and it's an Internet of Things sensor. So they equip the office with sensors below the desk so they can see if it's occupied or if it might be booked and no one shows up and then it can be freed again. So these kind of partners, they might sell to smaller offices as well. And that's fine for us because we have this one partner who are reselling their solution with our indoor mapping embedded to maybe hundreds of their customers. So we don't care if they are selling to smaller customers, but we cannot handle smaller customers direct. So we prefer the large ones. But through partners, they can scale it wider out in the systems and reach out to smaller offices as well.
So I have to ask this. So, Michael, so you, I mean, obviously from the early days of your career in mapping, right, as a surveyor, to now indoor mapping on the cutting edge of really technology and this niche. I mean, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the technology and for maps people?
Well, we are looking at a number of new technologies here, and that's augmented reality. We're looking at 3D, and also we're looking at more integration to new IT stuff, IoT sensors, Internet of Things. So these are some of the topics that we are investigating, and we will come out with some really nice new stuff. We want to be kind of the Apple for indoor navigation. So that's what we are aiming for. And to be honest, we aim for the leadership in this niche. It's a very small niche, and we know pretty much all our competitors here. And we have a strong position now, but we need to look for new technologies, new areas to cover to get this position in the end.
Amazing. And so if somebody's watching this and they want to learn more about Maps People, whether they're a potential partner, right, as you mentioned, for in the overall go-to-market strategy, like people that maybe in SaaS or something like booking and other things that where it makes sense, or corporate offices, stadiums. I mean, lots of different use cases that you shared with us today. Mm-hmm. Like overall, how do people connect and learn more?
Yeah, of course, they can learn more from our website. That's the step one, and then reach out to us because that's a form that they can reach out to us on the website, and we will pretty fast to reach out to them.
Awesome. Sure. And we'll put, and just for the audience, we'll put the website and everything else in the show notes so that you can just click right on it and head right on over. And speaking to the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, definitely we're a platform that's all about really amplifying the stories and bringing you stories from entrepreneurs, executives, experts, and really just people that are out there making a difference, that are innovative, that are pioneering, and that are really bringing some to the marketplace. If that's the kind of content you like, we definitely welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based executives coming up for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Michael, really, it has been a pleasure. I'm excited. Haven't been to SoFi Stadium in a bit, but now I know when I make that order, I'm going to be thinking of you every time. And everybody that watches this, why is that possible? It's possible because of maps, people. That's right. And as I see just, you know, things evolving, when I'm in a building, I'm in, next time the airport gets me, whatever, I'm going to like, maps people, help them with this one. So again, thank you for coming on the show today. It's been awesome.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.